Howdy, friends. Well, it's that time again. It's the day that either strikes fear in the heart or fills one with excitement. Yep, I'm talking about Thanksgiving. Turkey Day, the big T. For those of you who will be cooking the feast, take heart, particularly if you're cooking for the first time, perhaps with new in-laws. This segment is especially for you. Now, I've been cooking Thanksgiving dinner for over 20 years, and I've made just about every mistake in the book. Fortunately, I have friends and loved ones who were very understanding back in the days before I cooked for a living. Now, it's become a bigger holiday for me than Christmas, and to be honest, I wouldn't have it any other way. Over the years, I've learned a few things that have really made the difference in my stress level on Turkey Day. I simply do not believe that any meal is worthwhile if the cook is a frazzled mess by the time they make it to the table. It's just not worth it. So here are 10 tips that will help you have a very smooth Thanksgiving meal. 1. Do as much planning as you possibly can. This will save you time and save you money. Plan your menu, and from there, make your grocery list. It's probably not a good idea to try a bunch of new recipes for this particular meal. It's challenging enough. Don't stretch yourself too thin. 2. Check the papers, check the internet, check social media sites. They will all have coupons. You can save some good money on your Thanksgiving shopping if you do a little advanced research. 3. Remember that you can do a lot of cooking the day before. Most stuffing recipes, all of your pies, your sweet potato casserole, even your salad can be made a day in advance, provided you don't dress it. Start the night before, and then all you have to do is reheat. 4. Make sure you remember that unless you've got a kitchen the size of Mario Batali's, you won't be able to cook everything at once, so time it all out. Figure out which items can bake together and just how much room the bird will take up in your oven. 5. If your family likes mostly white meat, then it's not a sin to get a small bird and an extra breast of turkey. Roast that the night before, then get the other bird in for the day of, and no one will be the wiser. I do it all the time. Then I take all of the dark meat and make turkey soup. 6. Don't forget to brine your bird. Brining is the process of soaking poultry in water and salt solution to make it more moist. And boy, does it work. You can Google brining, B-R-I-N-I-N-G, to find your favorite recipe, or just go to the Food Network website or YouTube, and they'll probably have videos. It's the most divine way to prepare your turkey for roasting and ensure that it's the juiciest ever. 7. If you're planning for a houseful, make a list of what I call busy work. When people come to my house, they feel guilty for just hanging out and they always ask to help. But often, it really isn't helpful because I'm spending more time trying to think of things for them to do. Of course, I can't tell them that, so I make a list of things like get all the guests' drinks, help set the table, make sure each dish has a serving spoon, etc., etc. These are simple things, yes, but it'll make your guests feel like they're helping, and by having a pre-made list of tasks, you won't be having to be racking your brain while you're rushing to get everything to the table. 8. This is very important. Don't forget that a glass of wine always helps the cooking process. This means a glass of wine for the chef. 9. Remember, you don't have to provide every item on the menu, especially if this is your first time. Let your guests bring their favorite side dish or pies, rolls, whatever. Delegate. It'll relieve your stress and make your loved ones feel as if they've contributed. And finally, remember when you sit down to the table, relax. There aren't any food critics sitting opposite you. No one is going to write a bad Yelp review if the cranberry sauce is too tart. The important thing is that you're opening your home to people you care about. You're sharing a table together on a day when we all count our blessings, and most of your guests will just be happy to be with you. Because the key to every great meal is sharing it with old and maybe some new friends. So do a little advanced planning, take a deep breath, and relax. It's only a meal. And even if it doesn't turn out perfectly, they'll all be asleep watching football within an hour anyway. Thanks for listening. I'm Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola, All to the Table Cooking School, where you can get your PhD in delicious.